If you've always dreamed of being a Honolulu Police Commissioner, now's your chance. There are two vacancies on the commission at a critical time when it needs to be getting about the business of selecting a new police chief. Several people have reportedly turned down the job already, and some are wondering if the mayor isn't deliberately excluding qualified candidates. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair has more in today's Civil Beat Reality Check. Good morning, Chad.
Hello, Chris. Happy Friday.
Oh, good talking to you. This is all your fault, right? The media is putting too much attention to this.
Well, the mayor's spokesperson actually said that on the record, said having too much intense media coverage of the police commission has scared off potential commissioners.
Must be true, then.
Well, yeah. Well, there's no question that there's been intense media coverage. I'm proud to say that Civil Beat has helped to lead the charge. Mm-hmm. We think, however, it's very important. This is the only independent citizen-led agency body to oversee a police department in the entire United States, and we think that's very important. I mean, listen, the police commission is involved in some very serious business, not just choosing a new chief, but remember they agreed to that buyout package for Louis K. Aloha, the former chief, $250,000 in taxpayer money. There's issues involving police officers wanting to have their legal fees covered. And HPD in particular has had a number of problems with morale, with scandal. And it's the police commission's job to put things in order.
Yeah, as you said, Chad, citizen-led. And in the past, the police commission has been, a place for friends and cronies and political campaign, particularly friends of the mayor's, right?
That's exactly right. And, of course, that is the mayor's prerogative. The city council does have to approve, and they usually just approve accordingly, whoever is appointed. But with this particular commission, all this stuff has really come to the fore. Give credit to Mayor Caldwell for picking Loretta Sheehan and Stephen Levinson to be on the board. They were picked within the last year, but now we have two more vacancies. And remember, Max Sword, the chair, had to recuse himself because his wife is related to one of those seven finalists for the police chief. So you're down to four. And by the way, it's a seven-member board. You have to have four people agree. What if the four of them cannot agree and it's a split? So that's another concern that we need to – there's an urgency to get somebody on the commission right now. The vote on a police chief is expected later this month.
And that's got to get – the police chief's got to get four votes even if that means – even if there are only four members on the commission, right?
That's correct. It has to be unanimous, and I can tell you that those members don't necessarily all see eye to eye. At least they haven't in past issues before the board.
Any chance of getting new members before that critical vote takes place?
It is possible. It's only October 13th. I did hear from one source saying that they thought the mayor had found someone. This is not confirmed. But we do know that the mayor's office says he has been trying very hard to find someone. Again, people are turning the job down, but I heard some inkling that maybe there will be a candidate. We'll see. No promises, but that certainly would help the commission do its work.
We've heard this argument before with regard to the rail project. The reason we have problems is that you guys are covering the story.
Well, so, thank goodness we're covering the story, yeah. Chris, because that's our job. We are the fourth estate, and I'm just going to stand up for journalism today.
Well, you hang your head in shame, Chad. No. Thanks very much for
you
talking
too,
with
Chris.
Us. You too, Chris. I guess mea culpa. Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.